Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th day of April. I'm Paul White. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday. Saturday is the day that we tell you about the Sunday sermon, and the Sunday sermon is available on both audio and video. If you prefer video, you can go straight to our YouTube page at PWM on YouTube. You can also access the video at the homepage of our website, paulwhiteministries.com. We also link the video on our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries, and I usually try to link it on my personal Twitter account, at Deeper Daily Pods. If you prefer audio, wherever you're listening to the DDP, the full-length sermon will be available tomorrow, and any and all audio that this ministry releases is now available at its own audio-exclusive website, deeperdaily.com. Check it out. The message that will air tomorrow is from Chapin, South Carolina. Our monthly meeting there happens and will happen again this month on the final Friday of the month. This month, a little different as far as the date, it will be the 23rd because we didn't, because we wanted it on a full weekend. Actually, I think there might be 5 weekends in this month. I'm not really sure what the deal was there without sitting down and looking at it again, but we're doing it on the 23rd of April, by the way. If you are in the South Carolina area, come see us. But this was the March South Carolina message, and it was taken from Peter's epistle, where Peter said that Jesus Christ died, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. And I walk through 3 things in that verse that I think show us, and the title says exactly what I was trying to show us, and that is where we were, where we are, and where we're going. That's the title of the sermon, where we were, where we are, and where we're going. Kind of a long title. Sermon's about an hour long, and it walks through the fact that Peter, in that one verse, lets us look back, lets us look to the present, and then helps us look ahead. It's a message that deals with the justification of the cross. That's what he did for us. It deals with him bringing us to God as Father, our continual journey towards God through repentance, mind change, and then the future possession of the resurrected man, the spirit that lives on forever. This is one of those nice, concise messages about our past, our present, and our future that I think will speak to several different spiritual points that you don't want to miss. Check out where we were, where we are, and where we're going, available tomorrow. Okay, we are in the book of Jonah. I suspect that what I want to tackle today might take a couple of days, especially considering I've already spent 2 or 3 minutes introducing tomorrow's message. I want to take you to the end of the whale experience. In the end of chapter 1, the Bible says in Jonah 1 that the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. I'm not here to argue the reality of whether or not Jonah was swallowed by a shark or a big fish or a whale or what this looked like. I don't want to miss the forest for the trees. And that is, there's a great lesson to be had in watching our hero character, for all of his faults, because that's what he is in this story, our character, get swallowed up by a whale. And what I mean by missing the forest for the trees is there's a lot of things to take away from this story that are lost if we sit around and fight about the feasibility of the story. What we would lose, as we argued about the size of fish and whether this was in that ocean at the time and how it could have swallowed it, and what we miss is that you are supposed to go where you're supposed to go. You are supposed to do what you are supposed to do. And when you don't do it, you end up putting the world around you at risk, which is what Jonah has done. Ultimately, you end up swallowed by whatever it is that you're running from. And in the end, the whale vomits or deposits you on the beach of your destination, and then you best decide whether you're going to move forward or whether you're going to continue to run. Every now and then in life, you're going to get swallowed up. And when whatever it is swallows you up, vomits you out, you have an opportunity to go be something you weren't before you got swallowed up. So face every situation, every whale of a day, with the idea that you still have the ability to control your response to the world around you. And if we walk away from the Jonah story and we don't at least take that, well, we didn't do much wrestling with the material. Jonah is swallowed of the whale, and the text that we have that makes up most of chapter 2 is really Jonah's prayer and his deliverance. If you walk through that second chapter of Jonah, where he prays to the Lord, he cries out to the Lord because of his affliction, and out of the belly, he doesn't say out of the belly of the whale, I pray to you. He says out of the belly of Sheol, out of the belly of the abode of the dead. For all intents and purposes, that's what Jonah feels has happened to him. The waters surround him, the deep closes around him. He goes down into the moorings of the mountain, and in verse 6, the earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Jonah is not talking about a three-day, three-night experience. Jonah's talking about an eternity. For him, what happens in the whale is death. He is swallowed up and dies, and the Jonah that's on his way to Tarshish has died. Now, we're going to find that the Jonah on the other side of the whale carries with him some of the internal problems of the Jonah on before he encountered the whale, but that's for another podcast, and we'll deal with that. But he's basically saying this is his death. Now, this gets picked up in Jesus's story in the book of Matthew when he's dealing with the nation of Israel who doesn't believe in him, doesn't believe in his miracle-working power, doesn't believe he's the Son of God. And he says, there's no sign going to be given unto this generation except that which was given unto the prophet Jonah. As he was 3 days and three nights the belly of the fish, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And so Jesus is the only New Testament validity to the Jonah story comes from the prophecy of Jesus. And so what we can assume from that is just as Jesus was really dead in the heart of the earth, in the ground, Jonah is really dead in the heart of the whale. But by using Jonah, we also can interpret it this way. By Jesus using Jonah, we can interpret it this way. What the grave was to Jesus, the whale was to Jonah. Both finality and transformative. So Jesus goes down into the grave, final, it's finished, transformative, the stone rolls away and he comes out. So his audience would have understood the Jonah story, not in a historical context, but in a spiritual context. It's why he uses Jonah as the only sign Israel will be given. They would have known Jonah goes in, Jonah comes out. What Jesus was saying is not, I'm going to be dead 3 days and three nights. What Jesus was saying is, I am going to be like Jonah. I am going to die, but I am also going over to the other side as a new man. And when Jesus comes out of the tomb, don't get lost in the illustration going, okay, we got to figure out how he was there 3 days and three nights. That's not the point. The point was, I'm coming back. If you believe in the story of whales swallowing men and vomiting them up, Jesus says, then you need to believe that's what my death is going to be as well. Now, there is something about the vomiting up that will take up tomorrow's podcast that I think, and I'll give you a hint, I think it correlates with Jesus's message to the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3. See if you can find it. See you tomorrow. God bless.